Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We get to talk about, well, two of my favorite things today. It's VBS, which I know we're in December and VBS might send some panic through everybody, but...
But if you're a leader at your church or a DCE or
time.
A parent,
yeah.
Teacher,
you're
or
already
pastor,
thinking there.
You're thinking VBS.
Yes. So it's early, but it's also not early. And hymns. I'm so excited. CPH has produced a new VBS curriculum based on hymns. And I'm sure everyone who knows me knows my face was very excited when I saw this email. And we had to talk about it right away. Joining us in studio today, Dr. Lisa Clark, Senior Editor for Curriculum Resources at Concordia Publishing House. Thanks for joining us again, Lisa.
I love being here. It's always a pleasure.
And Mary Lesh, editor of Curriculum Resources for Concordia Publishing House. Welcome to the Coffee Hour, Mary.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, too.
It's so exciting to talk about a hymn-based VBS. I believe this is a new venture for CPH. So what was the inspiration to create a hymn-based VBS curriculum?
Yeah, we are just so excited about this. And for those of you who have used CPH VBS for years and love what we've got, great, don't worry, you still got it. But we're both and kind of people. Good Lutherans like to do that, right?
Good, right, and proper, yeah.
That's exactly right. And this is something that people have kind of asked for in the past. Sometimes with the VBS that we already have, we've tried to find ways to incorporate hymns. And this time we decided to own it. Hymn front and center. And so this is something that we're really excited about, doing something different. Not only are we using hymns in VBS, but our whole VBS theme is a hymn.
So good.
What did that process look like, that creative process of like, okay, let's take this idea of a hymn and build VBS around what the hymn teaches us. What did that process look like, sitting down to like brainstorm where this would go?
Well, there was a lot of teamwork, for sure. Mary and I were in curriculum resources, so we do lots of different curriculum, lots of different scope and sequences, which is basically a fancy term for saying, what lessons do we teach? What order do we teach them? That kind of a thing. And one of the questions we often ask ourselves is, what drives? For example, our day school curriculum, you want to teach them the Bible, so you're looking at the Bible, and you incorporate other things like the catechism and hymns and all sorts of things. So this one, it's what's driving. It's the hymn. What are the themes that come out of the hymn? What are the things we want to teach from the hymn? So we actually looked at the text and highlighted phrases in the hymn that we wanted to pinpoint or kind of use kind of as the lesson focus each time, too.
Mary, what was this creative process like for you?
And then I think the other thing that we thought about is, what are the different, what is going to make this really distinctly Lutheran? And so, of course, we want to go to Scripture first, and what are the narratives that are going to really illustrate the biblical themes that are in the hymn, but then we want to incorporate the catechism as well. And so there are some really great pieces of the catechism that we can use to teach these lessons as well.
Yeah. What makes this VBS different from the other many, many, many VBS curriculums that the CPH has put out?
Yeah, I think one of the things that our other VBS does is we think our theme is often a setting and time in it tied with a biblical truth, but yeah. We think of a place or a destination. So decorations are a big thing, right? Here, the quote unquote setting or the theme really is, again, that hymn. And so we really kind of did a deep dive and kind of what is this hymn trying to teach us? What's the main themes that we want? That made it a little bit different. We weren't thinking so much about, you know, how can we tie in a kangaroo or a mountain or something into the lesson planning, but sure. More what are the themes or what are the points of that hymn? So it's a little bit different way of thinking about it.
Yeah. But at the same time, we wanted to make sure that everything was going to flow together and that each part is going to reinforce the other parts of it. So even the games and the craft and the snacks that we have created are going to reinforce those biblical themes that are in the hymn. And that's a great, fun way to do it as well.
What was your favorite part? And you mentioned games, crafts, and I know the lesson, catechism, all those things. What was your favorite part in developing this? What's your favorite piece in this VBS?
It's hard to choose. I'm going to say, I love that it really digs into the hymn and that it takes the verses of the hymn and gives a little bit of history for the kids. That's not something that we normally do with kids, is looking at the hymn and looking at the history of it. And then also looking at each of the phrases and kind of helping them to understand what does it mean? What are the watchmen on the heights that are crying? And why are they crying to a Jerusalem arise? And who is Jerusalem? So helping the kids to understand those different parts of the hymn and then pulling out those biblical themes from them. And then the fun parts, like the snacks. We have the first snack is a little snack bag that looks like a bat. So the knight is flying, and it's a little fun way to pull, you know, something fun.
Do we have exercises in the office where, like, we have snacks in the office at CPH to, like, make sure that these are going to be good snacks for VBS?
It does sometimes happen, yes. We need to take photos and we need to make things. That doesn't always happen. But, you know, you got to fact check, you know, try things out, make sure they work. So that has happened in the past, we need to make sure we do that, right?
And, field test.
Yeah. Field test the games.
Yeah.
I just realized something. Did we actually say what hymn?
No, I was going to ask you what hymn we're doing.
So some of you who are listening closely may have already gotten some good clues when Mary was talking about key phrases. So, Mary, you want to do the honors? Tell us what hymn.
The hymn is Wake, Awake, For Night Is Flying.
One of
our favorites. So excellent.
I'm picturing you, Sarah, kind of geeking out.
Have you seen my
face
this whole time? I can't stop smiling.
So it's such a Lutheran hymn.
Why did you choose this hymn? Tell us about this hymn.
Yeah.
That was tricky, okay, because a lot of, Lutherans have great hymns, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so.
So many.
And not to say that, you know, obviously Lutheran Service Book has plenty of hymns that are not necessarily written by Lutherans, but that was one of our first steps is let's look at hymns that are written by Lutherans. And let's look at ones that really kind of stand out or noteworthy. Philip Nicolai did the King and King of Chorales.
Yeah.
So we decided, okay, let's look at those, kind of get an idea. And I think one of the things that attracted us to this hymn is, okay, some of you know me. You know that I love hymns. And you also might know that I love end time stuff or eschatology. And this hymn has that, and it because it's so comforting. Those of you, and Sarah, feel free to take over and talk about this hymn as much as you'd like. But this hymn was written in a really awful, tough time. And Philip Nicolai is a pastor, and I love that one of his answers to comforting his people is to write a hymn about the end times. And I think there are some times where we all feel, oh, things are tough, right? Things are hard. And where can we find hope? And this is one of our beautiful answers in hymn form. So that's one of the things that I think at least influenced me as part of the group that helped decide what hymn first. Mm-hmm. Mary, did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I also love that this looks back to God's great plan of salvation and sending Christ so that we look back and see that Christ has come. But then also we're looking at today where we are, that he's with us now in the word and sacrament, and then looking ahead to Christ coming again. So we've got that Christ came, Christ is with us now, and he will come again. And that's something that we need to be reminded of daily and something that'll be wonderful to share with the kids as well.
I'm already getting the feeling there's so much packed into this, VBS. This is an excellent hymn. I mean, it's just fun to sing, too. I'm sure our kids are just going to love belting this hymn out because it's just an excellent one to sing too. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about what the curriculum includes. I know you've mentioned some things, but what does that curriculum layout look like, Mary?
So it begins with an opening worship. And the opening worship, we offer the entire order of matins that can be used, but there's also an alternate opening worship that comes from morning prayer and LSB. And then we have the three core components, which are the Bible lesson and the catechism lesson and the hymn lesson. Mm-hmm. And there are two levels for that. There's a pre-reader level and a reader level. And then we have the games, the snacks, and the crafts. We also provide a coloring sheet that illustrates each Bible narrative, and then an activity page for the older kids. And then there's a family letter. Because we want, of course, parents are always invited to come to VBS, and we hope that whole families come. But the family letter is going to let them know what the kids learned each day. And then there's also a couple of discussion questions so they can keep the conversation going. They'll get a copy of the score of the hymn so families can sing that together at home as well.
What do you want leaders to know that who are maybe open to trying a different format or a different approach to VBS with this new Hymn VBS? What do you want them to know about this new Hymn VBS for this year?
Well, from just a practical standpoint, what's this going to look like when you mm-hmm. order it? When it comes to you, you're gonna get a book, but it will also come with digital materials. And so, one of the things about VBS are there are different components, different parts, and how do you organize that? And so that the combination of a book and digital kind of gives some of that flexibility there. Mary, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that that'll be really helpful for people to have. It's a 136-page spiral-bound book that can be used. It can be put on the photocopier and made copies. But then also the digital downloads will make it really easy for people to print out the things that they need, as many copies as they need to use it. A score of the hymn is going to be provided so people can use that as well. And a digital recording also.
Very good. Yeah. Now, you mentioned one of the fun snacks. Do you have an example of one of the games? I'm really curious what kinds of games you do for a hymn.
How does that work?
Yeah.
Right?
How does that work? A hymn from the 1600s.
Such a fun just challenge. Right?
Yes.
Like, okay.
I would have loved to have been in the room when all of this was getting put together. Like the creative process to take a hymn from the 1600s and find snacks and games and all of these fun things that make sense now, but tie back in. All right, Mary, you found a page.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So I have to see. There are so many fun ones here.
Oh, I'm sure.
So the Lamplight Limbo is one of my favorite ones. Lesson 3 focuses on your lamps with gladness take. So the Bible narrative is the parable of the 10 virgins. And the Lamplight Limbo is having kids line up against a wall, smallest to tallest, dimming the lights, and then shining a beam of a flashlight against the wall instead of a limbo stick, right? And so it's shining against the wall, and kids, you shine it high at first, and kids are just going to walk underneath, and as it slowly gets lower, they're going to have to limbo down underneath this lamplight there.
So
and we tie it all together by talking about Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Oh,
and then the kids will discuss how God's word lights our way.
It's so good. It's so creative. So many tie-ins to so many things. I'm so excited to see this happen in churches this summer. How can people learn more? And when is this going to be released? Because it's time when this is dropping. It's not actually released just yet.
Right, but it's close.
It's so close.
Get ready. You can already get some information. If you go to cph.org, things to look for is you can type in hymn VBS or you can type in Wake Awake. That's the kind of short part of the title that we're using for our hymn VBS. And it will already give a lot of information. But that information will also tell you to look for it in January, probably the second half of January or so. So we will be making that available as soon as we can. I think the website says January 22nd, but don't hold me completely to that. Definitely check it out yourself and look for it certainly late January, maybe early February at the latest, but that's when you should look for it.
All right.
And you can also get, you can get on the email list, right, for VBS
stuff.
That's
how I knew about it. VBS team at cph.org.
You can get updated on what's going on with VBS mm-hmm. at CPH and be aware of when the curriculum is coming out, all those great things. It sounds like a blast. Wake Awake. Now I have that tune in my head, which I'm sure you will all summer if you are working on VBS
so
and preparing for this new hymn VBS from CPH.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to make sure people know before we wrap up?
Just if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us. We're happy to answer them.
Dr. Lisa Clark, Senior Editor of Curriculum Resources with Concordia Publishing House, and Mary Lesh, Editor of Curriculum Resources with Concordia Publishing House. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
The Concordia University System is comprised of 5 universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System. Education built on God's Word. CUS.edu.